Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and I'm so excited to be with you on another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara, live, as you know, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. And tonight I choose a topic that I called, Are You Living Your Destiny? Because a lot of people are asking me when they go through a hard time, like they go through a divorce or the loss of somebody, was this meant to be? Was this part of my destiny? So how you define destiny versus free will? And how you can work, you know, with your free will to actually reach your destiny. What is destiny all about? So we can explore the fascinating dynamic between fate and free will tonight. That's what I thought would should be interesting to do. Because in my opinion, free will is very flawed. Like you put your free will to move to a different place, or is your free will to take a job or not to take it, or your free will to have kids or not to have kids. It's your free will in so many moments of your life, but because we are very flawed creatures and we live in a very flawed world, consequently, we are creatures that are acting on impulses, on bad habits, on a lot of emotions, on our reptilian brain. So, and we think, okay, that's okay, because this is the way we were made. In the most part, we try to take action that will eventually encourage the divine plan to unfold. But how much do we know about the divine plan? So I remember being young and going to an astrologer to do my chart, to find out what is in store for me in terms of where my life is going. And then I, as a young person, though I was in college and studying philosophy, philology, psychology, I still wanted to know much more about the ancient teaching of Kabbalah, the Pythagorean concept of numerology. So I took a lot of courses on all of this, including hypnosis, because I was so interested to find out why am I here, who am I, what is my role, what is my mission, how can I acknowledge, you know, my skills, my abilities, and so on and so forth. So I think that it's important, you know, to use your free will to support your faith if you know the things that you kind of meant to do in life, so that you kind of work hand in hand with your destiny and not against your destiny. How you make choices in life, it depends on your perception. Like some of them are big, some of them more small, but every day you make a choice. So how can you know which one are helping you manifest your potential and which one are hindering it? So it's important, you know, to take one decision in life that is the good decision. And it happens that we take wrong decisions in life. And it also happens that we are where we are not meant to be. And how did we take the wrong turn somewhere? Because it happened. So my intention in the show today is to look into all of this barrier, pay attention, you know, pay a deeper look into the things that are part of your road in life, of your map that you're supposed to go through, and in which way you work with your free will. So I kind of came up with the, I call them 8 keys to realign yourself to your faith and to fulfill your highest potential, because this is the most important thing at the end of the day, is to fulfill your potential. Now, faith and free will are two opposites, because faith is what makes up your life. On the other hand, free will is what you make out of life. So you come with something that is kind of, in a way, predestined to happen, but it's up to you, you know what I mean, how you interact between faith and free will. And you possess this free will to change your life, but at the end of the day, nothing is really guaranteed, because faith will find a way to bring you back into the loop. So this is, to me, so interesting. But the universe allows you to learn, to grow, and to experiment the things that you want to experience, and even sometimes go towards the things that you predestined to, what is called destiny. You might be wondering how your fate was determined. My understanding is that there are levels of reality. So we live in this low level of consciousness. And when we exit this world, we go in what we think it's a higher dimension. And over there, you know, if we want, we choose to come back. And we agree on the things before even them happening, because it's interesting, we come from a drop of a DNA that has memory. And that memory knows everything about us. In that memory, it says that you're going to have light eyes, or you're going to have dark skin, or you will have to go through particular experiences in life, which I do believe that your soul, before coming in this physical world, agrees on. So these are not the kind of a contract you sign on earth. This is not an agreement with your lawyer. This is not a lease with your landlord. This is the contract with the almighty universe. So you may be signing up, for instance, to be just a single mom, or you may be signing up to never get married, or you may be signing up at some point to go through a health problem when you're young. So our sort of spiritual contract encompass every area of life. They kind of outline your love life, your family, your work, and everything, the way the life, everywhere the life takes you. So in this way, we actually create our own destiny before we even descend on the physical level. So let's say, okay, when I'm not happy with my contract, you might tell me. So I feel like, how can I turn it around, you know, because it's me agreeing on the contract. Because I should say, well, this is a contract you sign up for. So how do I go to the higher self to change it? So can I ask the universe for an amendment? That's when we go to pray and we go to churches, synagogues, and we ask, God, help me, you know, kind of change this kind of a path that I'm on. So you go to the spirit world to reconsider what you've been made to do in your experience on earth. So the universe many times will listen and will try to adjust, you know. So I should say that on the other hand, if you feel you made the wrong decision and they're affecting your destiny badly, then we are dealing with a different story. If you believe your reality was meant to be different than the one that you experienced, then you have to take action, and you have to take the right action to change things. The problem is when we become stubborn and act in ways that deviate from our faith. So that's why, as an early age, all of us, we want to know, what's going to happen to us? Where is our life going? Is there something that is predestined that we need to be aware of, that we need to follow a certain path? But we have to tell ourselves that our choices are inseparable from the universal laws that govern the world. So the most important thing is to always pay respect to the divine. You take into consideration the divine first. So there's an interesting thing about the free will. It allows you to participate in the things that we call life. So whatever it is about you that is called life, you participate it. So by participating, you actually learn and you evolve. And imagine that all your life will go perfectly according to fate. It's like your life will be like a movie, you know, playing before your eyes. And you will not want to change anything. You just already will know everything that's about to happen. But from that perspective, I think free will is a beautiful thing. So the fact that we have this freedom that is granted to us is just beautiful. It allows you to change things around according to your wishes, to your intention, to your desire. Now, you know very well that people come to me all the time to guidance, and you guys are calling me on the show, and all of you tonight, I'm going to pick up your calls right away, and we're going to talk a lot to Ashna, to Mihaela, to Marge, to Lelani, to all of my wonderful friends listening to the show, and we're going to talk about this. But you come to me to guidance, and sometime it feels like the way things were said are not really happening like that. And you feel like, is there something wrong, or was I wrong, or where is something that doesn't go in the right direction? So because, as I said, our free will interferes, you know, with the way things are supposed to happen. Now, we are all intuitive, and some of us are more or less intuitive. Reality is that the free will bring you something. Sometimes they may be different. So if you are willing to glimpse into what it could be, your mind may open to a future, and you might create a different, you know, reality, a different version of the life that you are supposed to live. Now, many times people asking me, is my relationship going to work? Is this relationship predestined to happen? There is a fusion of chance and choice, in my opinion, you know. So we have to be realistic, you know. And you look into, I do couple therapy. If you look into those people, you know, are they meant to work things together? Do they have some connection? Is there, you know, there's many ways to combine, like different methods. Like I always work with my psychology understanding of a relationship. I use a little bit my intuition. And sometimes I even look into the numerological connection that exists between two people, because numerology is nothing else other than a form to define the level of the energy. So if two energies are not going to match, those people will have a hard time communicating, a hard time working things together. So it's very complex. It's very complex to actually give an answer to something that is so significant for the well-being of a person. But I always want you to, and I will talk much more about this, but I will try to eventually take a call right now to see whether we can, you know, dive more into the subject. And if you guys have questions for me, we will be able to work together I hope I'll be able to give you some answers. And I think I'm going to go to my first caller, which I think is somebody new. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but Ashna from New Jersey. Hi, my dear.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my dear.
Hi. I spoke with you last week. I found your book.
Thank you so much for calling me, Ashla. So I remember that we had a kind of a brief call. So continue to ask me things that are sort of revealed to you after talking to me. So feel free to continue to ask me questions so I can give you my answers.
Okay, so I remember you telling me last week, you know, no mercy. Don't give myself the mercy. I am going through a separation.
Okay.
Literally, when I got off the phone with you, he had his call with his children, and he actually started begging and pleading to make things work. Obviously, you know, but because there is a order in place where I'm not supposed to speak with him, I did not say anything.
Well, in your case is a very serious case. You know, when you are dealing with abuse, you know, then we're not talking about anything else other than the psychology of abuse and how much it can affect you. And I've seen cases like yours in my career as a therapist for many years. I've seen people, women giving a million of chances to abusive men. But at the end of it, the majority of them unfortunately failed, you know, because an abusive person will continue to be abusive. You know, somebody that might suffer from bipolar disorder, you know, he will continue to suffer unless he is treated, unless there's a therapy, unless there's a medical treatment in place. So my question to you is, when he kind of came back trying to ask for forgiveness, what was your response?
I did not give him a response. Actually, he kind of like blindsided us. Even my daughter became very emotional, and you know, she's very young, so she was like, "Can we give
how him old how old is he, how old is your girl? How old is your girl?"
She is 6, going on 7.
Okay, so they're extremely sensitive right now. They don't completely understand the emotions at this age. You know, they understand the power of the words. They resonate. If there is abuse, you know, they resonate in a very bad way. You know, it resonates with them. Kids are very affected. If they live in an environment where there is abuse, kids are extremely affected by this such a behavior. So what was your decision? Giving him a chance or no? So just to understand.
No. I don't want to give him another chance. I already gave him the last chance. In 2018, I had 2 black eyes that were given to me by him.
The reality is that if you give him another chance, you might have another black eye. I mean, I hate to say that. But
that's the thing. I gave my marriage wholeheartedly a full year from 2018 up until 2019, and I made all the changes with myself in a good positive way. I turned back to faith, and nothing was changing. Like from his side, there was nothing being changed. You know, he would come home and just start berating me. Like there was nothing that I could possibly do right to fit into a box for him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, now, you know, my show today talks about fate. You know, it was this meant to be this way? I don't think so. I don't think this was meant to happen this way. I really believe that the man has a serious mental problem, and I think he needs to be treated before anything else.
Well, so after last week, he's had his visitations, and I see this whole different personality. Like, he's all of a sudden following what the judge had ordered and is following it correctly. So it kind of makes me nervous because, like, I'm starting to, at the same time, kind of believe, like, he's actually making the effort to change. Not to get back together with me. But
okay.
In regards to
that would be wonderful. That would be for his own good.
Right.
That
but
would
at the
be.
Same time, I don't trust it.
you can't have trust anymore. At least not for now. So, all you should proceed being very careful. Should you give him another chance? I personally don't think so. I think you should just tell him that you need more time. And you will think about it. So in this way, you're kind of putting him on hold without angering him and more than he is angry, even if this anger is not revealed all the time and seems like it's subsiding, but the anger is coming back, you know, and it's escalating, you know. it will come back. Right. Even if you give him another chance, this episode will keep on repeating. That's the sad part of it. And does he make an effort? Absolutely. Does he really want to lose you? Probably not. But this man cannot control himself, and he becomes dangerous. And you cannot be. I will never recommend a relationship in which one of the partners is abusive to the other. That's extremely damaging for your well-being, for your mental state, for the well-being of the kids. So in cases like this, you take a big step back and you cut the cord for now. And of course, you know, you tell me, go get help, go take the medication, go see a psychiatrist, try to get better, because no matter what, he's the father of your child, no? And you wish him well, but allowing him to abuse you again, that's out of the question.
Right. I was listening to you before about the free will and destiny. And the first question I actually had for you when I called in was, I don't know what's next for me on my journey, in the sense of if I should go back into education, if I should go just...
Ashna, hold on the line a little bit, because I go to a one-minute break, and don't hang up, and I'll answer your question in a minute, okay? We're just taking a break.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. And before I go to Asha and talk to her much more about and answer her question, I want to let you know, everybody listening, that I will invite you to be my friend on Facebook, because I'm doing all kinds of lives. Like, for instance, I was live today on Facebook and talking about the impact of a certain product on the well-being of the brain. I was talking about carbon 16. I was talking about the real CBD oil coming from hemp and what it does for anxiety and depression. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can also ask me your questions. So everybody listening, be my friend on Facebook. Go to Carmen Hara on Facebook and go to my fan page and just follow me and see when I'm live. Just participate, because you have a chance of asking as many questions as you want. But coming back to you, what I recommend, Ashna, for you, my love, is that you decide that you need to close this chapter in the book of your life, that you don't want to continue the pain and the suffering. And you're not doing it because you don't want to give this man another chance. You gave him all the chances, and figuratively, you're giving him another chance, but meanwhile, You need to open the door. Don't stay in this situation mentally and emotionally, because you can wake up 10 years later being still traumatized, feeling still hurt and in pain and not understanding why this happened to you. So what you need to motivate yourself and tell yourself, I'm starting a new chapter, which means there are wonderful people out there. I'm going to open my heart again to somebody who will be nice and loving and caring. And I want to start to learn from the mistakes that happen in this marriage. And I'm not going to allow them to happen. But I will love again. I will not be stagnant in the suffering that exists in my life right now, because I need to believe that this man will get better. No, I don't have to think that way. No. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
I want you to embrace the constructive behavior. I want you to create all the positive switch in your brain, you know, to consider that something good is about to happen. So that when you consider something good will happen, that you take the right action to make sure it's going to come through. Like if you decide to meet a new partner, then you will do everything. But you have to decide. You have to program the brain to make that happen. You tell your brain every second when you work with your brain, hey, I made up my mind and I am going to meet somebody wonderful. So you indirectly, because you create this program in the brain, you start when you get ready in the morning to look good. You start to take better care of yourself. You start to let go of the past. You start to become more and more beautiful and attractive because there's a perspective of a new life. So in other words, you write out a situation, you know what I mean, that it's about to happen. Because you put into words the entirety of your thoughts, you know, and you put everything there in the perspective, and all of a sudden you break the past and you let go of the things that didn't go right for you. You're able to delete that file. Of course, you will never go back fully. Memories will always be there. But if you replace them with good situation, with good memories, then in a year or two, you'll be a very happy woman. And that's what I expect for you. A new life, a new beginning with a wonderful person who's going to care about you. And if this man decides to go and get treatment and improve, he will have a chance to be a good father. He will have a chance to save himself, you know. But for now, you have only one priority, and it's you. The priority is you, to make your life wonderful.
Okay.
And so not to live in pain and suffering.
That is true. I know for sure that I'm not turning back to go back into that relationship. We've been separated since May, and it was like, okay. Wait, had lifted off of me.
Right. And where are Ashna, you're in New Jersey? You're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a place in New Jersey, so I'll be there like between the 23rd to the 29th of August, like a week. If you want to come see me in my place, send me a text. You have my number. And stop by we can talk. Okay, my love.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go and take another call. I love you, Ashna. Thank you for calling, and I expect to see you soon in New Jersey. And I'm going to go to Marge. Let me see. I think it's Marge. How are you, my dear?
Yes, you do, Carmen. I love you. I love your show. I love everything about you.
You're so sweet. Oh, I love you more. Okay. So tell me how I can be of help today. What can I do to? Yeah.
I'm calling for a friend of mine though, but I know that you'll have the answer.
Right. Tell me. I'm listening.
Her husband is much older than she is, and she's been taking care of him, but she's afraid that he's going to pass on too soon. What do you think, Carmen?
No, I think the man is not passing now. I think she's talking about a contract that you sign. I think she agreed to come in this life and take care of this man. I think it's something karmic between them.
No, she's married to him.
That's what I'm saying. She married him. She karmically decided in before coming in this life that's one of the things she's going to do is become responsible for this man at some point when the man will get older and he will need help. I don't have a sense of him leaving planet Earth yet, you know, so I don't think she should be so worried. And I also think she's very attached to him. Do I feel like she will have someone else in this lifetime? Yes, I do believe that this chapter will end at some point, but not right now. Might take a while, and then someone else will enter her life, and there will be a different marriage. So in other words, she might have another life partner other than this one. And I assume that with this one, she's for a very long time. Am I right?
Well, that could be. I don't know. So you don't think
is
she's
she,
going real soon?
Is she like, more than 20 years older than her?
Yes, about 20 or 20, 22 years older than her.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He can hardly walk or anything. He can hardly
yeah,
walk.
I know. But unfortunately, you know, there are people like this that leave. And I've seen this in my own family. My mother lived 7 years that she couldn't walk, and she lived those 7 years. You understand what I mean? It's crazy how if you have a good heart, for instance, or if you're very well taken care of, you can still be alive, you know, even if you don't move from the bed or, you know, hardly walk. So I don't think he's going right now. I don't have a feeling
I know,
it's happening.
But you say right now. What about within the next 6 months or a year?
It can be within a year. I suspect within a year.
Within
a year and 2 months, something like this.
A year and 2 months.
Yeah, I think will take a bit of time. I don't think it's right now. Meaning right now, not in the next number of months. I should say it's more next year. My understanding is within a year. I don't think, you know, it's interesting. It's like when the time is that we leave, then we leave. That this regard of the age, if we meant to exit this world, then we enter Walmart and there comes a guy with a gun and he's shooting us and we exit this world. You understand? It's just so crazy. The way when the time is over, something happens, and no matter you're young or the age, doesn't matter, you know? So I do believe that the time is not now.
Okay,
and
Right,
but right after this person passing, she will be free and she will live life with somebody else. You understand? She will have another destiny, another door to another life with somebody else. You understand?
Well, I'll let her know that.
Right.
And I'll call you next week about my love life.
Okay, beautiful. I love you.
God bless you.
Okay. You too. Thank you for calling me.
Okay,
so
bye-bye.
I'm going to go and see who else I have tonight. I think it's, hey, Marie from Pennsylvania.
Yes. Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Marie. Is this your first time calling me?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, I'm so grateful. I appreciate
well, thank
it.
You. I am grateful too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, there's lots of questions, but I'll narrow it down. I was wondering, I have like a heart situation, and I was wondering, I'm doing some things to try to help that I can keep living. So I was wondering how that is with and like a cancer risk also, so that's kind of my important questions.
I will ask you, if you don't mind telling me your birthday, do you mind telling me when you're born? And
sure.
I will explain you what I asked for your birthday. When are you born?
Sure. December 2nd, 1957.
Hold on. December 2nd, 1957, no?
Correct.
I wonder, because this is your divine codification. It pretty much it shows, according to the contract that you sign on this earth, if you're supposed to live, and you're not supposed to die, but it's interesting, you do have a heart condition for a long time. Is this for years?
Yes, several years. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe longer. Detected.
Right.
Diagnosed several years. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think it's more than seven. I think it's anytime between 9 to 12 years. But you are still gonna stay here on Earth because there will be ways of helping your heart. There's a lot of things that you can actually do to cure this problem. Tell me exactly what is the medical, how they diagnosed you with, what is their diagnosis from your heart?
Echocardiogram detected 2 heart valves have regurgitation. They back up, and they've gotten a little bit worse in the past year. So leaks through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can they rework on the valves by replacing, or is there something clinical they can do? Because I think there's something medical that they can do.
Well, I didn't look into that at this point. I was hoping maybe by doing some other things I could avoid surgery.
Right.
I don't think
it's going to be a bad surgery or something like this. A tiny, tiny intervention. I feel there can be a tiny intervention. I also think there's a lot you can do to fix this. Bottom line, my love, you're not going absolutely anywhere. And I am here to assist you constantly, whenever you feel like talking to me and find on them. You know what I recommend in your case? I don't know if you heard of carbon 60. Now, there's a number of things that can help you. That is the natural treatment. First of all, there's the CBD oil. That is the pure organic oil that works with any unbalance is in the body. That is your heart, that is your brain, that is cancer, that is inflammatory, that is Parkinson, that is seizures. This particular oil, and I'll give you my phone number to text me and I'll show you where and how to get the right one. And the inexpensive one that can help you, and you take it and it might naturally heal you because it opens the receptors at the cellular level. That's one natural way of treating. There's another one. There's the carbon 60. Now, carbon 60 got the Nobel Prize because the future of the world in terms of longevity is all about this carbon 60 thing. It operates on the telomere. So it goes at the level of the cell, extremities of the cell, and it regulates the cell. So it gives health to your cell. And no matter what disease you might have, it might cure it naturally. It brings the body to the phase of homeostasis, which is the phase of balance. You got out of balance with this problem. You understand what I mean? Your body got out of balance. But we can bring the body out of balance with the natural stuff. And these are the two things that come in my head that are nothing, $18, $15, and you can't go wrong because of taking them, but you can do a lot of good to your body by taking them.
Oh, yeah.
And I will want you to be in touch with me. I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you through this. And I promise you, you're not going anywhere, and you will get better. And me and you, we're going to talk on the radio for a long period of time and celebrate you getting better, you know?
Oh, good. That sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my number is, you can write it down, my phone number. You can text me. It's a free service, 917-771-6035. 917-771-6035. And feel free to text me, and I will text you back the information, what I think that you should take. Before you do, Google it. I'll give you all the details. And I'm very confident that we should try the natural way of your body getting to back to balance, you know?
Definitely. That's the way I want.
And check all the info about the CBD, about the carbon 60, the oil carbon 60, the miraculous way in which this can heal people with terminal diseases. You're not going to ever have cancer, that I'm not worried. But people who diseases like yours that some seem like critical, and you know what I mean? I think there's a lot we can do to fix all this problem. Okay, my love.
Oh, Good.
And thank I thank you so for much. Calling me. Okay, so so keep in touch with me, Marie. Okay, I love you, my dear.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, my love. I'm going to go to, do we still have, oh, we're going to take a break and then I'm going to go and take the rest of the calls. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio, and we were talking about destiny versus free will. And I still have some people online. I want to find out if Mihaela, is she still with me? Oh, Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Leilani. I'm good. You?
You know, Carmen, I just don't feel good being a human.
Oh, wow.
I just always
what a
have
statement.
This pain. I have this pain in me always. It's like deep, deep, deep inside. I feel like this incarnation is constantly a struggle. I got a new roommate she's from India. Mm-hmm. Her parents are from India. And there's been a little bit of drama. And I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I had the conversation with Yosef, the man, and he's like, Leilani, I'm not serious with you. One day we will part ways. And now I'm working at a temp job, and it's just, I'm commuting on the bus 1 hour and 15 minutes. I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering why
so my life. So you are not. So in other words, the way your life is right now doesn't. You don't feel fulfilled.
And I have a beautiful life. Like I live in Boulder, Colorado. I eat organic food. I'm, you know, healthy. But I have a deep pain in me that. I feel like sometimes it's past lives or something.
What is the pain in this very moment? So if you were to describe the pain as we speak, where is this pain more intense? What is it more about that really bothers you so profoundly and so deeply?
Well, it bothers me that Yosef and I met last night, and he said,
I agree that I wanted you to say it. You know, I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say that it's about this man. Yes.
Well, it's about the pattern of men. I always fall in love with men that leave.
Right.
I always fall in love with men, and then they leave. And also, just don't feel like I'm sharing my gifts and talents with the world. I'm not living vibrantly. I'm in this cycle of struggle. So that also
that you can change. That is, I think that is something that you certainly can change. Okay, because if you, let's say, do you have like something that will make you feel fulfilled, promoting your skills, your ability? What do you envision for yourself that will make you really happy? I'm saying writing a book, you know, coming up with a concept, an idea. What will make you really happy? Like you live to your potential. And I totally agree with you. If you don't live up to your potential, and if you don't have that satisfaction, it's like life is becoming a struggle because you're not content with yourself. So tell me what will make you happy.
Well, I love these intuitive healing sessions I offer to clients. It's Reiki.
Well, that's beautiful.
It's Reiki, but more than Reiki. I love that.
So you actually, whenever you have clients, do you have enough clients?
No, I don't have enough clients.
Okay. Let's promote that. Let's make sure that you have more clients.
But
let's do this. Yeah. I do a lot of, Leilani, listen to me. I do a lot of live on Facebook, and I have always like 10,000 people watching it, sometimes 30,000 people watching, and I can invite you on one of those live, okay? And you give you the chance for you to interact with the audience.
Okay, and I also do past life regressions.
Absolutely. So, and do you have a website?
Yes.
Okay, send it to me. Can you send it to me in a text?
Yeah,
and I'll put it on my website. I'll put it on my Facebook. Let's see if you get a response to it, because let's boost a little bit. This is something we can do. We can boost
great.
Your career a little bit. That's going to feel you animated. And when it comes to men, we have to think how we're going to break this pattern that is within you to attract pretty much, I hate to say that, the right type of guy, the wrong type of guy. So you...
Well, this guy's great. He's just not long-term.
Well, but listen, you don't need guys that are short-term. You are kind of done with this temporary, transitory relationship. How old are you, Leilani, now? You're 40-something, no?
49.
So at 49, you want stability. There comes a time in your life when you want a partner who you can count on, who you can rely on, who you can plan your vacation 5 years from now. You understand that you know he will be there. That you know no matter what he will support, he will be there. He will be your rock. He will be your, you know what I mean, your future in a way. So you need that. You need that person. So you have to stop bringing these great guys who stay whenever you feel attached, they vanish. This kind of, you can't feed into this pain anymore. And that makes you fall apart and makes you feel depressed, because I bet if you have tomorrow a wonderful person there empowering you and making you feel great about yourself, you will be very happy to be human, you know?
Hmm.
And if we boost your business, then you'll have all the reasons to be in a different state of mind. Does it make sense?
Yes. So you're saying when I start to feel needy, they pull away?
There's something like a pattern of behavior. You know, we are creature of habits. We operate the same way over. We do the same thing. We repeat constantly the same episodes. We release the same emotion without even realizing. We almost act the same way. So you keep on bringing the same archetype of individual that will do the same thing to you over and over. You understand what you're doing? It's not a conscious thing. You don't do it consciously. It's an unconscious act.
Yeah.
So I kind of want you to break through this pattern of bringing in and allowing the subconscious, because you talk about tapping into subconscious, you're talking about regression of the mind. I want you to self-hypnotize and go back in your subconscious mind and dig deeper and find out what exactly has been done to you long time ago in this life, when you were young, when you were a kid, or in another life, that made you create this situation that doesn't stop and keeps on repeating and repeating and repeating. Break the pattern, and I promise you, you'll find a phenomenal man who's gonna be stable, bring you the financial stability that you need, and turning your life from somebody who's not grounding, because you're not grounding, into a very grounded person, into a very self-motivated woman to succeed. And it's going to bring all those good qualities in you onto the surface, and the joy of living will be back right away. I'm absolutely confident if you get this pattern out and you switch into 180 degree, the opposite direction in your mind, and dig deeper to release that memory that exists there from somewhere. Are you aware what caused this memory to you that made you act this way? Because we operate on memory.
I think it's when my father died when I was 2.5, and then
that's it.
Thereafter.
Yeah, that's it.
Thereafter.
Yeah. 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 That's it. So consequently, you know, your mind will continue to rebel against this and sabotage absolutely every single relationship that has any kind of a potential. Absolutely. That's what this is all about. Absolutely. No question. I'm confident this is it. And I'm also confident that the moment we talk about it and the moment we acknowledge it, we can break through this.
Okay.
And you will break through this, and this is going to be really, really good. And you'll come somebody in your life that I have a sense of this man, very attractive, around your age. He was married before, but it doesn't matter. He's a free man, very put together, very classy, elegant, very good financial stability. Almost like it sounds too good to be true, but that's exactly where I see your life going. And I believe that the time will come and me and you are going to talk about this new situation in your life. So this man so far that is in your life that we know we're going to leave and we know he cannot stay, don't attach anymore. Try to detach. Try to, even if you see him, disconnect. You know what I mean? I want you to...
Really?
Yeah. I want you emotionally not... Anytime you're too connected and he leaves, then the pain is excruciating, you know? Even if you know he will leave, the pain will be there, you know?
When you get attacked, fun together though. We're just so compatible.
I'm not saying let him go. I'm not saying kick him out. I'm just saying acknowledge that this man will not commit. In spite of all the fun, of all the compatibility, all the physical attraction, all the chemistry that exists, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, God knows when, he will just be gone. So what are we doing here? No?
Don't you think? Year, actually. He said next year.
Okay. So then next year, if he leaves, well, it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
It's going to be painful.
I think he's leaving for Morocco in November for 2 months. I think he's going there to look for a wife.
Okay. So I'm telling you, if this man is, you know already he will go his way. What I'm recommending is for you to detach, you know, to remove emotionally from him. I'm not saying don't see him. I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm saying prepare yourself for this situation. Exactly like when you know that somebody in your family one day will die and you have to prepare for that. So you prepare yourself for the fact that this man in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year and 2 months, he might be gone. And if that's the case, then you're not that attached. So if there's no that much attachment, that you can handle this situation way easier.
Well, I want to know what the karma is between us.
Well, there's no question whatsoever that there's something very karmic between you. And it's something, talking about past life, I really believe this is coming from a past life. I also believe that he was meant to be part of your life, except that the pattern of breaking apart, you breaking apart every man, the pattern is there. Unless we can correct that pattern, you know, and make this man stay and not go, and then we are accomplishing something here. So you have two choices. Either you break the pattern of behavior and you keep this man in your life, or you acknowledge that's not possible and I'm going to start to remove myself emotionally so that when this event will happen...
Do you know when this other man is coming?
The moment you acknowledge everything I'm telling you and you accept, you're in acceptance, in an alignment with this. I love you, Leilani.
Okay,
and everybody, I'm coming to the end of the show. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. Thank you so much for listening.